1 Kings chapter 8. Then Solomon
assembled the elders of Israel, all the heads of the tribes, and the leaders of the families of the people of Israel, before himself in Jerusalem, to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh from the city of David, that is, Zion. All the men of Israel assembled before King Solomon at the feast in the month of Ethanim, which is the seventh month. All the elders of Israel came, and the priest took up the ark. They brought up the ark of Yahweh, the tent of meeting, and all the holy furnishings that were in the tent. The priests and the Levites brought these things up. King Solomon and all the assembly of Israel came together before the ark, sacrificing sheep and cattle that could not be counted. The priests brought in the ark of the covenant of Yahweh to its place, into the inner room of the house, to the most holy place, under the wings of the cherubim. For the cherubim spread out their wings to the place of the ark, and they covered the ark and the poles by which it was carried. The poles were so long that their ends were seen from the holy place in front of the inner room, but they could not be seen from outside. They are there to this day. There was nothing in the ark except the two tablets of stone that Moses had put there at Horeb, when Yahweh made a covenant with the people of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt. It came about that when the priests came out of the holy place, the cloud filled the temple of Yahweh. The priests could not stand to serve because of the cloud, for the glory of Yahweh filled his house. Then Solomon said, "Yahweh has said that he would live in thick darkness, but I have built you a lofty residence, a place for you to live in forever." Then the king turned around and blessed all the assembly of Israel, while all the assembly of Israel was standing. He said, "May Yahweh, the God of Israel, be praised, who spoke to David my father and has fulfilled it with his own hands, saying, 'Since the day that I brought my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel in which to build a house, in order for my name to be there. However, I chose David to rule over my people Israel.' Now it was in the heart of David my father to build a house for the name of Yahweh, the God of Israel. But Yahweh said to David my father, 'In that it was in your heart to build a house for my name, you did well for it to be in your heart. Nevertheless, you will not build the house. Instead, your son, one who will be born from your loins, will build the house for my name.' Yahweh has carried out the word that he had said, for I have arisen in the place of David my father, and I sit on the throne of Israel, as Yahweh promised. I have built the house for the name of Yahweh, the God of Israel. I have made a place for the ark there, in which is Yahweh's covenant, which he made with our fathers when he brought them out of the land of Egypt." Solomon stood before the altar of Yahweh, before all the assembly of Israel, and spread out his hands toward the heavens. He said, "Yahweh, God of Israel, there is no God like you in the heavens above or on the earth below, who keeps his covenant faithfulness with your servants who walk before you with all their heart.
You who have kept
with your servant David my father what you promised him. Yes, you spoke with your mouth and have fulfilled it with your hand, as it is today. Now then, Yahweh, God of Israel, carry out what you have promised to your servant David, my father, when you said, You will not fail to have a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, if only your descendants are careful to walk before me, as you have walked before me. Now then, God of Israel, let your word be confirmed, which you have spoken to your servant David, my father. But will God actually live on the earth? Look, the entire universe and heaven itself cannot contain you. How much less can this temple that I have built? Yet please respect this prayer of your servant in his humble request, Yahweh my God. Listen to the cry and prayer that your servant prays before you today. May your eyes be open toward this temple night and day, to the place about which you have said, My name and my presence will be there, in order to listen to the prayers that your servant will pray toward this place. So listen to the humble request of your servant and of your people Israel when we pray toward this place. Yes, listen from the place where you live, from the heavens, and when you listen, forgive. If a man sins against his neighbor and is required to swear an oath, and if he comes and swears an oath before your altar in this house, listen from the heavens and act. Judge your servants, condemning the wicked and bringing what he has done upon his own head. Declare the innocent not guilty and give to him according to his righteousness. When your people Israel are defeated by an enemy because they have sinned against you, if they turn back to you, confess your name, pray, and seek your favor in this temple, then please listen in the heavens and forgive the sin of your people Israel. Bring them back to the land that you gave to their ancestors. When the skies are shut up and there is no rain because the people have sinned against you, if they pray toward this place, confess your name and turn from their sin when you have afflicted them, then listen in heaven and forgive the sin of your servants and of your people Israel, when you teach them the good way in which they should walk. Send rain on your land, which you have given to your people as an inheritance. Suppose there is famine in the land, or suppose that there is disease, blight, or mildew, locusts, or caterpillars, or suppose that an enemy attacks the city gates in their land, or that there is any plague or sickness, and suppose then that prayers and humble request are made by a person or by all your people Israel, each knowing the plague in his own heart as he spreads out his hands toward this temple. Then listen from heaven, the place where you live, forgive and act, and reward every person for all he does. You know his heart, because you and you only know the hearts of all human beings. Do this so that they may fear you all the days that they live on the land that you gave to our ancestors. In addition, concerning the foreigner who does not belong to your people Israel, when he comes from a distant country because of your name, for they will hear of your great name, your mighty hand, and your raised arm, when he comes and prays toward this temple, then please listen from heaven, the place where you live, and do whatever the foreigner asks of you. Do this so that all the peoples on earth may know your name and fear you, as do your own people, Israel. Do this so they might know that this house I have built is called by your name. Suppose that your people go out to battle against an enemy, by whatever way you may send them, and suppose that they pray to you, Yahweh, toward the city that you have chosen, and toward the house that I have built for your name. Then listen in the heavens to their prayer and their request, and help their cause. Suppose that they sin against you, since there is no one who does not sin, and suppose that you are angry with them and deliver them to the enemy, so that the enemy takes them away captive to their land, whether distant or near. Then suppose that they realize they are in the land where they have been exiled, and suppose that they repent and seek favor from you from the land of their captors. Suppose that they say, we have acted perversely and sinned. We have behaved wickedly. Suppose that they return to you with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies who captured them. And suppose that they pray to you toward their land, which you gave to their ancestors, and toward the city that you chose, and toward the house that I have built for your name. Then from heaven, the place where you live, listen to their prayer and their request for help, and you will make matters right for them. Forgive your people who have sinned against you, and all their transgressions that they have committed against you, and make them objects of compassion before those who have taken them captive, and cause their captors to have compassion on them. They are your people and your inheritance, whom you rescued out of Egypt as if from the middle of a furnace where iron is forged. May your eyes be open to the humble request of your servant and to the requests of your people Israel, to listen to them whenever they cry to you. For you separated them from among all the peoples of the earth to belong to you and receive your promises, just as you explained by Moses, your servant, when you brought our fathers out of Egypt, Lord Yahweh. So it was that when Solomon had finished praying all this prayer and request for favor to Yahweh, he arose from before the altar of Yahweh, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread out toward the heavens. He stood and blessed all the assembly of Israel in a loud voice, saying, May Yahweh be praised, who has given rest to his people Israel, keeping all his promises. Not one word has failed out of all Yahweh's good promises that he made with Moses, his servant. May Yahweh our God be with us as he was with our ancestors. May he never leave us or abandon us, that he may incline our hearts to him, to live in all his ways and keep his commandments and his regulations and his statutes, which he commanded our fathers. Let these words I have spoken, by which I have sought the favor of Yahweh, be near Yahweh our God day and night, so that he may help the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel, as every day will require, that all the peoples of the earth may know that Yahweh, he is God, and there is no other God. Therefore, let your heart be true to Yahweh our God, to walk in his statutes and keep his commandments, as on this day. So the king and all Israel with him offered sacrifices to Yahweh. Solomon offered a sacrifice of fellowship offerings to Yahweh, 22,000 cattle and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people of Israel dedicated the house of Yahweh. The same day the king set apart the middle of the courtyard in front of the temple of Yahweh, for there he offered the burnt offerings, the grain offerings, and the fat of the fellowship offerings, because the bronze altar that was before Yahweh was too small to receive the burnt offering, the grain offerings, and the fat of the fellowship offerings. So Solomon held the feast at that time, and all Israel with him, a great assembly, from Lebo Hamath to the brook of Egypt, before Yahweh our God, for 7 days, and also for another 7 days, a total of 14 days. On the 8th day, he sent the people away, and they blessed the king and went to their tents with joyful and glad hearts for all the goodness that Yahweh had shown to David, his servant, and to Israel, his people.